Hello, and welcome back to the regular scheduling for Tuesday Tunes. I had a busy few weeks, but I'm back to continue the adventure. This week, I'll be finalizing my recent look back to the Metal Gear Solid series of games. I've been covering the series in my retrospective column for some time, and it's high time to celebrate one of the best aspects of the games, the music. Composed by a large list of in-house Konami composers, the soundtracks to these games are vibrant and varied, with action-oriented themes juxtaposed with solemn and emotional melodies. Each game takes great pride in its dramatic power, with admittedly varying levels of actual success. But even still, on their own, the songs featured by these games are strong on their own merits. Starting the set off with selections from the first title, we'll be listening to some older PS1-era tunes. An early song entitled Discovery sets the initial tone by adding a technological level of atmosphere intrigue. Listening to the song, you might develop a nagging feeling that something large and ferocious is awaiting you at the end of your upcoming journey. Of course, much of the game is spent hiding and escaping from guards. Metal Gear Solid has never been about direct conflict, instead forcing the player to sneak, hide, trick, and engineer to get through the large patches of enemies. Once caught, however, players in Metal Gear Solid 1 were treated to a rather iconic tune. Here's the instantly recognizable Encounter. Once the adventure comes to a close, the player is treated to one of the best credit songs ever recorded. The Best Is Yet to Come is an incredible feat in video game music composing, and I'm sure you'll agree that it deserves its place in history once you give it a listen. Metal Gear Solid 2, the atmosphere of intense unknowing and mechanical sadism is perpetuated to the nth degree. To some, it pushed this a little too far, but I liked the direction it went in. Here is a short song called Big Shell, which illustrates its commitment to the feeling of danger. Thank you. Like Metal Gear Solid 1, the second game features a fantastic closing song to wrap up the experience. This time, it went for something with a jazzier pedigree, using Can't Say Goodbye to Yesterday, featuring Carla White.
I stare at the stars and the sky up above and think, what am I made of? Am I full of sorrow? Am I hurt and pain? Or am I filled with love? I walk by myself on the streets below and ask every child I know, do you think tomorrow will bring sun or rain? Which one?
Metal Gear Solid 3 shifted the mood towards more 60s Bond-era film, as the opening song feels very reminiscent to your average 007 opening. This time, however, Kojima had the comedic sense to include features of the game in the song's lyrics. Here's the incredibly catchy Snake Eater.
And silence through the night. What a thrill. I'm searching and I'll melt into you. What a fear in my heart. But you're so supreme. A tree frog. It's ordeal, the trial to survive. For the day we see new light, I give my
The Pain is another action-oriented tune, and it implemented some instruments that highlight the jungle setting this title featured. The last song I'll play from Metal Gear Solid 3 is called Sea Breeze, a song I featured in my Best of Video Game Jazz episode. This song is great because it's essentially an Easter egg, hidden away in one of the entirely optional radio stations. Metal Gear Solid 4, the first to be out on an HD console, had quite a bit of storytelling strength behind it. To some, the hours of cutscenes crossed the line of excessiveness, but to others, it allowed for more Kojima-flavored zaniness. Metal Gear Solid 4 has perhaps some of the most interesting Metal Gear Solid music to date, with broader instrument variety, bigger tonal shifts, and a wider selection of tunes. Listen to the love theme to get a sense for this.
c'est mettre énorme les méchants.
To close up this episode, I'll leave you with two songs. First is Metal Gear Saga, the last credit song from Metal Gear Solid 4, and Sins of the Father, the newly revealed theme song for the upcoming Metal Gear Solid 5. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. I hope you'll join me again in 2 weeks for another adventure through some of the greatest video game music of all time, right here on morepower.com. That's it.